Hello, welcome to Meaningful Messages with Tamika Smith, your source of inspiration and empowerment. One day, I chose my faith over everything, over second-guessing, doubt, hopeless hope in an abusive relationship to not only survive, but thrive. I chose to be better, not bitter. As a mother, author of several books, and an advocate of domestic violence, how? I discovered my voice. I underestimated myself. My message resonated with many. From Huffington Post, Good Housekeeping, The Renewal Project, TV and radio appearances, this progressive, extroverted introvert decided to share meaningful messages with those looking for a purposeful life. Get ready to laugh, cry, and leave better than you came in. Welcome to Meaningful Messages. Happy Monday, everybody. We're going to go into August with a new vision, a new sound, a new perspective, and we're talking about pivoting on today. So here it is in the middle of a pandemic, in the middle of 2020, and 2020 has been a whirlwind. It felt like a roller coaster ride, right? So I just want to get on here to give you guys at least 5 minutes of motivation on today, because we need to change our perspective, our thinking, our stinking thinking, which is holding us back from so many opportunities that are waiting for us on the other side of this, whatever you want to call it. It may look like a circus. It may be, you know, some things going on, a whole lot of tragedies, don't get me wrong, but however, comma, God is still in the blessing business. We're not disregarding the severity of what's going on, but we need to get our mind right. We need to get our focus back. We need to get our strength back, because this is wearing us down. And one of the things that can fight against this whole thing of this virus that's going on is having a strong immunity system. So we got to strengthen that spiritually with our faith, with our encouragement, with our pressing. It says all the time in the Word of God, in the Bible, you know, to press on, keep pressing towards the mark. When you keep pressing towards the mark, that's your ability to strengthen yourself mentally and spiritually into different realms that you couldn't even imagine, because you're getting that power, that staying power to keep going and to keep pressing and to not think about the present. But think about who is with you, you know, whose report you're going to believe. Not to preach to you all, but I'm just saying, we got to get our minds right. Some of us are missing out on so many opportunities because our mind is not getting us to the place we can physically be in a place. But because our mind is jacked up with certain mentalities, whether it's limited, you know, thought processes, whether it's, you know, poverty mindsets, thinking that we're not good, we don't deserve to be in rooms, we don't deserve these opportunities headed our way, thinking that we just can't do a thing because of the work that's taking place in the middle of the promise, right? So if we get to the promise and we start thinking about the promise and we start thinking about our willingness, our drive, our motivation to keep going and to keep striving, we can surprise our own selves, because we're not doing this by might. We're not doing this by power, but we're doing it by the grace of God, by His Holy Spirit. We're doing all these things. All these things will be added unto us, but we have to move. Just like basketball, you know, I used to watch basketball when Michael Jordan was playing, because of all his greatness and his glory, and he would do these pivots. His foot would still be on the ground, but he would pivot. He would change positions. And in ballet, a pirouette is called a pivot in those terms. And it's graceful, but it's strategic. It's graceful, I gotta say it again, but it's strategic. So as you pivot mentally, when you're trying to go places, when you pivot, it's going to change your perspective. It's going to change the way how you look at it. It's going to change the trajectory of your life because you're doing something. You're still in place, right? But you're just moving in a different perspective because, hey, I could be looking at it wrong. My mind could be in a wrong place. We can be sane. We can look good and all this stuff. But sometimes our mind can get us jacked up. And if our mind is getting us jacked up, we're not going to the place that God wants us to go to properly. So today, this week, I want you to think about the things that you can change, the things that was not going right up until now. Think about how you can make those changes, whether it's in your business, your relationships, at your job, you know, in school, whatever the case may be for you. Think about those things. How can you be a better person in that, in your business, in your relationships, as an employee or as an employer? How can you be better? How can you be better? And ask God to show you the way. In your prayer time, ask for a different perspective and watch God open up windows of fresh air of opportunity, doors of opportunity where you may not can get to it physically right now because of the social distancing. But the social distancing has also blessed you in a certain way because you can look at things a different way. You can look at things in a way such as, hey, I was in a rat race. I wasn't paying attention to my family the way that I should. Hey, I picked up a green thumb. I'm caring about what I put in my body so I can be healthier coming out of this pandemic. Hey, I'm working out more. I don't want to get the pandemic 15, 16, 20. Adding weight, eating my feelings, eating my emotions, because none of us have experienced anything like this. But I am determined in my mind because I made a pivot. Hello, I made a pivot. So I'm going to do something different in the process to my promised land so I can be better for me, for the people that need me, for my family. And I don't get worn out in the process. And I know when to take breaks so we can be better, so I can be better. You have to speak to your mind and cultivate your mind and cultivate your thoughts and cultivate the things that you even saying out of your mouth so you can be awesome in this process, so you can come out better in this process. So as you pivot your thoughts, change the way that you're thinking, change what you're saying, change your environment, and watch how life comes out greater in the end. That's a guarantee. Yeah, life is going to hit us. Certain things are going to come out unexpected. You know, we can speak life and speak it more abundantly. We can speak life and speak it more abundantly, and great things are going to happen. But we have to know without a shadow of a doubt that God knows. He knows the end at the beginning. And how we hit those punches when life hits us, we got to fight back. We can't run away. So pivot. Know how to fight. Be like that athlete. Be like that dancer. Be graceful in your walk. Be graceful in going to your promised land because something great is coming out of this. Have some faith. Keep going. Keep pressing. Have an amazing week. Talk to y'all soon.